So guys, today we are here in Meriden, Connecticut at Jerk Fusion, an authentic Jamaican restaurant. They got some good oxtail, got some good jerk chicken, the charcoal grill, rice and peas, authentic Jamaican food, man. Let's go check it out.
All right, guys, we got some jerk chicken, rice and peas. We got the oxtail, old cabbage, and some sweet plantains.
Sounds good. That is Jimmy Official. Now you can go to Instagram or TikTok and you can see his account, and he's got, I think it's 160,000 plus followers on Instagram and maybe over 200,000 on TikTok. And he joins us here in studio in Brian and Company. Jimmy Official. I know his real name, but that's what he goes by. First of all, good morning.
Good morning to you, man.
Somebody showed me something you did like a while back, and then I started following you, and you go all over, and it's not just food. Nah, like you go to abandoned hospitals, you go to different towns, and so congratulations on your success. I have a slew of questions for you, so I get ready for it. Okay, so number one, and you're from Hartford, and you went to you graduated from University of Hartford like 3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Okay. Yep. So how did you decide? I mean, you're kind of like, do you qualify as an influencer now? Like, what is your, like, are you just like a social media, what are you?
I just say, like, I guess you could say influencer, but like, I consider myself, it's just me. Like, it's really just me uploading, you know, my daily life and my showing off my personality with the world, you know.
So how did you decide to start doing this? You graduated college, you're a criminal justice major, and you're like, I don't know, be a content producer or be a cop?
So like, lawyer was the focus.
Okay, you want to go to law school?
Yeah, then I was like, I have a good personality. I love food. So like, I was like, why not? You know, I see other people doing it. I was like, I could do this too. You know what I'm saying? Add my own little twist to it. And I just started posting like videos, like skits and stuff like that. And like, it'll do like I started in high school. So like, I'll post skits of stuff like that people my age can relate to and stuff, or like growing up, that type of stuff.
I'm like the old guys like me.
Yeah, stuff like that, you know? And they start like blowing up, doing numbers and stuff like that. So once I see the numbers start going, I was like, maybe I got something. Then it just start going viral and stuff like that. Then like, I had to realize and learn the algorithm that like, you have to switch it up sometimes. You can't just do one thing and just think you're going to just do it for years. Switch it up, you know. I don't really like following trends. I like having my own lane. And it just started blowing up. And I love food. So I was like, why not film and show the food off? And like, it just took off.
So can you, do you make a living?
It's just for fun. It's a hobby.
But okay, so you don't make money?
Nah.
And so how, are you thinking about ways you can do that? Or is like, because at some point, you're going to have to move out of the house.
I'm good. It's a hobby for me. Like, you know, I got my career and stuff. Like, I'm cool with that. But like, this is like for fun. Like, it's really just me. Like, you got other people who do this. Like, they do this for like, they don't show them faces or stuff like that. They just like post and show stuff off. This is like really just, it's my Instagram page. I just get a lot of views.
So you have another job? Like, do you have a second career?
I got a career, yeah.
You don't want to talk about it?
Yeah.
You keep it separate.
Yeah.
But you do work outside of what you're doing here. But you could, I mean, you have the foundation where you could earn off of this.
So, like, I love, like, so, like, the main part about this is a lot of people do it for certain things, right? I like doing it because, like, I like help, like, small, you guys notice, like, when I go eat, I don't go to, like, McDonald's, like, chains and stuff like that.
You're promoting local businesses.
Yeah, like, local businesses and small businesses and, like, mom and pop shops. Like, that type of stuff. Like, being able to go help a business out. Like, there's been a few businesses I went and helped out. I ain't going to say their names. But, like, there's been a few businesses I went and helped out. And, like, some of them were, like, on the verge of closing down and stuff like that. Or, like, going out of business. And, like, it feels good to, like, wake up the next day, the video blew up. And, like, man, like, ever since you came, my business has just been, like, amazing. Like, you saved me and stuff like that. So, like, when I see messages like that, it really, like, wow, like, I really got to reach. Like, I know I get a lot of views, but, like, when you start getting, like, feedback and emails and people hitting you up saying, bro, like, I love what you're doing. And it's coming from people, you know, older people also, not just kids. It's like, wow, that's so dope.
I think it does have an impact. So you post a video about a certain place and they'll get more business because of that video.
Yeah.
I mean, that is really cool. His name is Jimmy Official, and you do have some gear too. So like, and the sweatshirts, I would never say the word dope.
Oh, you don't like dope? I use that a lot.
I don't, because I'm 52 years
okay,
old.
Okay, I got you.
But they're cool.
Yeah.
So I like it because on the hood it has some branding, as well as on the wrists and the chest. So. Yeah. Where can people get something like that?
So if you go to my Instagram page or you go to my bio, I have my one only apparel Instagram for my clothing line. I just started like 2 months ago. So, like, this was, like, my first drop.
I like
it. I got some sweatsuits coming soon, top and bottom. But these hoodies are going crazy. I got a lot of support. And one only stands for, like, being in my own. My mojo is, like, in my own lane, creating my own ways.
Do your own thing, yeah.
Do my own thing. I don't follow trends. You see, I don't really collab with people. The only person I really kind of collab with was Dame Drops. Yeah. Good support from my boy Dame Drops. But I just do my own thing. Like, nobody could ever say, like, oh, was it for me? You wouldn't. You know, I do my own thing.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I edit my own videos, all that. Everything.
Yeah, you could give me a tutorial for crying out loud. But I like the color, too, the black sweatshirt with that. Yeah. It's almost like a, I don't know, it's like a... It's
blue.
Like a baby blue kind of thing.
Color,
yeah. So. It's really cool. Yeah. We're going to take a break, and then I want to get into some other elements, like, because it's not just food. I want to know how you choose what you do and, you know, some other elements. You know, I noticed the motorcycle, and, I'm also curious, to be quite honest. You're an African-American young male, long dreadlocked hair. I'm also curious of, you know, what, you know, if it's a safe space for you when you show up at an abandoned hospital, and, you know, and your answer is very interesting, and we'll share that with you next.
Yeah, somebody just bought that mall. Town manager said on Monday that a company has signed an agreement to buy the mall from its current owner. All these malls are owned by New Yorkers. That's why they falling apart. They don't care about these malls. Man, this mall was on its last leg. The person who bought the mall plans to transfer it into a vibrant space that combines retail with other uses. Apartments? The people who purchased Infill Mall claims that they know how to bring malls back and that they're going to bring this mall back. So hopefully Infill Mall make a comeback. Let's see, y'all, because when we went, y'all know that thing was a ghost town.
And you did Meriden, too, because Matt Sroy's our producer from Meriden. He liked your Meriden Mall one, too. How do you decide on where to go and what to do? Like, how does that work?
So, like, a lot of stuff is, like, things growing up that I always was interested in, but I was like, I'm not going there. So now that I, like, now, like, it's so, like, normal now for me to do. Like, I'm comfortable with it. So just going now is just, like, easy for me now.
But, like, how do you decide to go to Enfield Mall?
So, like, I look around Connecticut and, like, look what people do. And, like, nobody does that, like, the malls. Nobody goes around and reviews malls and stuff like that. So I was like, I'm going to try it out, you know, go to RV Mall in different towns and check them out. And maybe I can, like, be funny with it, like, do something, like, do best malls or worst malls. And ended up just doing, like, the worst malls. I did one video, and people were like, do more. And I was like, all right, check these malls out. And it just kept going. So I created, like, a little series out of it.
It's pretty sad, the mall situation.
It's very sad. It's bad. It's actually, because me growing up, I was, like, I caught, like, the end of the last generation. So, like, I experienced going
to malls. You went to malls when they mattered.
No, yeah, I went to malls when they mattered during Christmas and stuff like that. Now it's, like, it's bad.
Do you think it can come back? I mean, it's going to be all pickleball courts and gyms.
I don't think it can come back, honestly. The internet and Amazon and everything just took over. I can't see it. Then a lot of people now are... Like, local people are doing what malls were doing now in their own way. You have people making clothing brands, people making products now, their own type of, you know, brands. So it's like, I think it's over, man.
So Connecticut's interesting because, you know, I lived here when I was young and single, and then I live here as a dad. A lot of people think it's a boring place, and here you are, a young man who's going around. I mean, are you finding it a little more interesting than people would thought? Like, how do you feel about the state of Connecticut?
I feel like the state of Connecticut is very diverse. People don't think it is. You know, a lot of people outside of CT.
They think it's white.
Yeah. They think it's all rich people and stuff like that. But, like, I feel like it's diverse with every type of ethnicity here and different cultures here. You know, you can find food, I feel like, for every ethnicity in the state. It's, like, more if you know type of thing. Like, a lot of restaurants I do, people don't know about these spots unless I go post them on my internet.
Right. You know, I might as well ask you then, you know, you're a young African American with long dreadlocks, and especially when you went to that abandoned hospital, do you get profiled? Like, have you had any negative experiences?
So I haven't. You know, you get looks different places, but, like, I haven't had any experiences with race or feeling.
Really, and you don't get. You've never been nervous about any of that.
Oh, no. Nervous? Nah, never. I don't be nervous at all.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, that's encouraging. Yeah. I would say. I personally, I live in Windsor, and I think the town, the diversity in that town is so organic and so great. And I think that there are some really underrated communities here in Connecticut. I really do. So in terms of when you say something goes viral or blows up, like what are we talking in terms of views and the impact? Like what are the numbers?
So like what I do is like I'll take a business page, look at it before, then give it a few days after. Sometimes it happens overnight, but I give it a few days after to go check and see like the engagement and their followers, and it shoots completely up.
Like 100,000 views or a million
100,000 views. I'd say like a lot of people have their own opinion of viral is very different. You know, some people that's not used to it. You know, 10K is pretty good. That's or even 5,000. That's 5,000 people watching you. So everybody has their own.
How do you define something viral?
I define something viral if at least minimum 10K. That's like 10,000 people. That's almost like a community, more than a community college watching your videos. So like minimum for me, because I've been doing it for so long, minimum 10K.
So Jimmy Official is his name. Where can they go to like look at the gear and stuff?
So my gear page on Instagram is One Only Apparel. So if you go to my Jimmy Official.
O-N-E-O-N-L-Y.
Yes.
Apparel.
Apparel, yes.
And you have sweatshirt. What else you got?
Hoodies, sweatshirts, and sweats that's coming out this week, so... Yeah, we got a close shot.
That's cool. And let me ask you this, too. And again, I'm still, honestly, I'm so behind the curve. I'm learning. What do you prefer, Instagram or TikTok? Are those the only two mediums you use?
YouTube. But YouTube's more for my motorcycle content. My Instagram page and TikTok are, like, my main. But my Instagram is, like, the main. That's, like, the resume.
So when you produce things, you produce it thinking Instagram.
Instagram, yeah. Honestly, both. But, like, I'm more focused on Instagram, like. Instagrams, make sure they get it first. Everything's Instagram, then TikTok after.
And you're loving it. Are you having a good time with this?
I'm loving it. Like, I get to be myself. I don't have to follow like a script or listen to like somebody higher up. It's just me, my opinion, my ideas, and my creation, and boom, viral.
We're talking with Jimmy Official. We only have like a minute or two left here. And I've had people on, mm-hmm. whether it's Jackson Olsen with the bananas or Dame Drops and so Dame on and Drops. So forth. You could make a living here, but you say that things change when you try to do that in terms of, like, your content. Can you explain that to me?
So I tell people to be – a lot of people hit me up, like – because I know how everything works. Like, the options are there, but, like, a lot of people hit me up and say, hey – like, a lot of content creators that's trying to do it. Like, there's a lot of people that's trying.
And they're like, how do you do this? How do you do that?
Yeah, how do you do this and how do you do that? Like, I had one girl hit me up. She was like, hey, I got offered to join the – bonus program to get paid, and I'm like, be very careful, because like a lot of reports says that, like, and I seen it for myself from like other people, like once you join these programs, your views just start dropping, and Instagram will tell you that, oh, that's not true, it's just your content, but in reality it's really something going on behind,
because
the scenes.
they don't want to pay you
then
as
they
much.
Gotta pay you, yeah, you got all these people getting views, then they join the program, now like they're losing money. Now it's like Instagram and all these apps, like they're like a for-profit type thing, honestly.
And you want to be for fun.
I like doing this for fun, man. I get to be myself. It's just me. Like, I get to be me. It's so amazing.
But I actually think that's, in some ways, a better recipe for success, because you're not trying to – you still want to hit the algorithms to get more attention, but you're not, you know, out there to just make a profit, if you will. My question is, how long where do you want to see it go, and how long do you want to do it for?
So my dream is to be an actor. So my, you know, goal is, you know, one day or –
soon.
Whenever. Soon, yeah. Very soon, a producer or somebody see my page and say, hey, this guy, look, he can fit on a show or a movie. Like, my dream is to be on the big screen. Like, always, that's been my dream since I was a kid, is to be an actor. Be on TV, commercials, all that.
That's cool. Two quick questions. One is, of all the, I live in Windsor, so anything within, you know, 25 minutes of Hartford, can you give me a small business, like a restaurant? I love Latin food. Anything. Give me a place I need to go.
You're not a vegan fan, right?
I'll eat and enjoy it, but I do like meat.
Okay. There is a place in Windsor actually called Lickle Patty.
What is it called?
Lickle Patty.
Lickle?
Yeah, Lickle Patty.
Okay.
It's a vegan Jamaican restaurant. They have like vegan cocoa bread.
Really?
Yeah, vegan patties.
And it's good?
It's very good. I highly recommend the jerk patty with the Italian garlic cocoa bread. It's pretty good.
And my wife will be into that, too. That's awesome. And you don't have any idea what's next, do you?
Not sure yet.
Okay. And again, give us the handles real quick on Instagram.
So Instagram is Jimmy Official. My clothing page is One Only Apparel. It's on my Instagram in the bio. So everything's right there.
Awesome. It's great to meet you. Thanks for coming
in. Appreciate you.
Maybe you come in again
yeah,
down the road and we'll definitely keep in touch and so on and so forth.
I got you, man.
All right.